This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour two of the program. Are we still doing that, Leroy? We don't do that anymore, do we?
No, we're not.
We do not do that.
Blasphemous.
I mean, he did play well though on Sunday.
No.
Not enough.
We need a little bit more.
When did the Banish start? Like, when exactly was our Tua disbanded? When did that start?
Second week.
Okay, fair enough. It's not our Tua of the program.
Just hour two.
Just hour two. All right, it's 11 a.m. hour.
Just
11 a.m. hour.
I love how, you know, for those who are not watching the video version, what I said, and I was not confident in it. I said it with a question mark. Our Tua, the face that Brittany made at me was like, how dare you?
Yeah.
I'm a massive Tua hater, if you don't know, so. I know, yeah, you know, I have begin with, so.
You have to acknowledge he played well last week.
That's fine.
He did, yeah.
I acknowledge it.
Okay.
I gave him my all right on
but,
Monday.
But Leroy, you know what's crazy? And I keep going to this play. He rolled out to his left, and he threw a ball to the pylon that was a rocket.
Yeah, he did.
And if you don't have any kind of arm, you can't make that throw.
Right.
So what gives? Right? Why, like, and I don't know what the answer is. Right? When you see him make a throw like that, and you have questions about his arm strength, but then you see him throw a ball like that. What's going on?
Yeah, right? We want to see it more often. Where was that performance any other week of the season?
Right. Right. So I would have pink eye give you superpowers.
He I'm didn't open have to that pink idea. Eye. Yeah.
You guys understand, if he had pink eye, he wouldn't have been able to play.
I mean, I know, like, you're not allowed to take your kid to school when they have
it's
pink eye.
Very contagious. If he had pink eye, he would not have been able to play.
But my
so that's really
is,
like NFL doctors will not clear you to play if all you have is pink
no
eye.
No, doctor, if you can't, if a kid has pink eye, he can't go to school.
Well, I know, but like, I think I hold NFL players to a different stance. Like, my kid missed school once because he had like
something that's very contagious.
A cough. Very
Hold on. Yeah. Let me first say this as a disclaimer.
Okay.
The rules of life don't exclude what you do. You understand what I'm saying? So if you get pink eye and you're a student, you can't go to class and spread that amongst your class.
Okay.
Why would it be any different if you're an adult going to work?
I don't know. Michael Jordan played with the flu. The flu is extremely contagious.
No, the flu, no.
The no, flu's not extremely not, contagious.
Flu is
no,
absolutely
it's
contagious.
Not. The
it's
flu is not.
It's not contagious.
It's not. No.
Well, yeah, you could come on here and say, why do they give vaccines for it if it's not contagious?
Exactly.
It's oh my goodness. All right.
But listen, like I understand pink eye is contagious, but pink eye does not affect your physical abilities to throw, catch, run, or tackle. So
correct.
You're telling me an NFL player is not allowed to, and also they wear helmets, like sterilize the helmet when you put it on.
If he had pink eye, he wouldn't have.
But there's also like no definitive diagnosis for pink eye.
Sure there is.
No, not really.
Yes, there is. You get when you go to a eye doctor and they do a test, they can say you have pink eye.
I've had pink eye like 3 times in my life, and when I've gone to the doctor, they're just like, we think you have pink eye. Here's some eye drops.
Those drops always work too.
They've never done a test.
If they gave two of the drops, maybe it's no longer contagious.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how it works, but I don't see what else it could have been.
Hold on. Let me ask
with his
Gemini.
Eyes swollen?
Can an NFL player.
Hey, the show has never sounded dumb. I agree.
Pink eye.
I agree.
Can an NFL player play with pink
Cubans
eye?
Cubans fix pink eye with lemon.
Hold on, I gotta turn on the AI mode here. Yes, an NFL player can play with pink eye, but their ability to do so depends on the cause of the infection and team medical staff's assessment. Recent examples of players like Tua Tagovailoa and Trayvon Diggs playing with pink eye, also known as conjunctivitis, confirm this. So okay. You can play with pink eye. My point is, though, like, when you're talking about an NFL season, when people's jobs are at stake, millions and billions of dollars are at stake, if you have a medical condition that does not limit your ability to throw, catch, run, or tackle, I don't see how they're going to hold somebody out of a game for pink eye.
Oh, we have a doctor.
What does he say? He said, I am a doctor, but what else
did
he say?
He said, pink eye is, wait, no. Let me go back. He said, the flu is very contagious.
Yeah, I don't know how
you're the only one who was denying it, Leroy. The only one.
And I guess pink eye depends on what the infection is.
Yeah. So we learned something today. Let's get into our headlines. Maybe we'll learn a little more. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. You had mixed results for the local teams last night. Miami Heat.
Hold on.
What's going on now? Dumb must be contagious.
Dude, you idiots really a doctor would be listening to this dumbass show.
Best point I've seen all week.
Hey, he does have a point.
Yeah.
He does have a, well, it just really, like, yeah.
What happened? Didn't you used to have a commenter, Dr. Toboggan? Was he a real doctor?
I think he was a
chiropractor.
Chiropractor.
That's a gray area, I think. That's
a gray area.
That's a doctor or not? Like, I don't know. I don't know if I consider that a doctor. On our headlines, the Miami Heat win 144-117. Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Yep.
28 points in that Heat dub. The Heat are rolling, Leroy.
He was like plus 3-1. 40. Plus 30 something. And the game
plus
before
40,
he was
I believe.
Like,
yeah, he was in the plus 40s.
He was plus 40 in the last game too.
Yeah.
Wow. So you know he hey, something about earning minutes. Are we to the point now where if Jaime ain't getting a substantial amount of minutes, we looking at the sideline like, well, what are we doing?
Yeah, Jaime, you know, he was off the bench, but he played 28 minutes. He was the Heat's bench leader in minutes with 28. Heat leaders in minutes, Pelle Larsson, 31 minutes, and Wiggins, Bam, and Davion Mitchell had 30 minutes apiece. But Jaquez he essentially played starters minutes coming off the bench last
night. Right.
Elsewhere, you had the Florida Panthers dropping 3-2 in a shootout against the Anaheim Ducks yesterday.
I hate when you say the thing.
Say what thing?
They got a point, though.
They got a point? Hey, listen, if you make the playoffs by 1 point, or if you're the 4 seed by 1 point, we're going to look back and say, thank God we got to that shootout against the Ducks. Every point counts.
Won't even remember it.
Yeah, and it's just it's a little frustrating because the pressure was there. They had like a 7-minute stretch where the Ducks
they don't have that dog on offense anymore.
Right. Well, they don't have
the finishing.
And
especially when Marchand was out too, right?
Yeah. And they just haven't been able to finish their scoring chances. They had like 75 shot attempts.
Who's the other guy? I mean, they have to rely on what, Sam Bennett?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is either in Sam Miscavige?
Been big goal scorer Bennett, but yeah, they just didn't have enough of the firepower.
Right. That's what's crazy, because the one thing you could say about what the Panthers have been, they've had damn near an elite score on every line. And now you're pushing all that up. Yeah. So now you get to the back end and they're playing great defense, but they can't get the puck in the net. Right? It's like they don't have that guy who's, you know, great with the puck and can do things, and because all those guys have been moved up. So it's just weather the storm, right? Like, they do look clunky on the offensive end, depending on what line's in, right? A lot of them probably haven't played together, because you're talking about guys that moving up to the first and second lines that if everybody was there, they'd be on the third or fourth line.
Right.
I mean, when you think of Tkachuk, Marchand, you think of
Barkov.
Who else? There's one more is out.
Kulikov.
Kulikov is out.
The back end, yeah.
Right. So like, yeah, it's just kind of, just imagine, think about this. They've basically been able to go 3 years, and everybody knew what their role was on the team without any glitches. Here and there, you get some banged up. Tkachuk was always hurt, but
he was always hurt, but always healthy enough when it mattered most.
Right. And so now you got four or five of all the same player out.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah. So the Panthers' next action will be on, let's see, looks like, so not till Saturday against the Dallas Stars. They'll be on home ice. They'll continue their homestand then. Miami Dolphins in action tomorrow against the Baltimore Ravens. Thursday night football. Ravens are 7.5-point favorites in that one.
Bulls
Miami Hurricanes. What's that, Leroy?
Bulls. I mean, the Heat are road tripping, right? They're going to San Antonio?
Yes. Yeah, the Heat will be at the Spurs on Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. So they are... they are taking their show on the road. Miami Hurricanes are going to be on the road at SMU this Saturday. So big things, Leroy, that I look at. Obviously, we know Miami likes to pound the rock. Like, they, you know, Mario Cristobal likes to establish a physical running game. I'm sure this weekend is not going to be any exception to that. But SMU has been far more vulnerable against the pass. They've got a top 10 rushing defense. Their defensive line has been really good. I think number one or number two on Pro Football Focus grades for their defensive line against the run so far this year. So, you know, Miami's had a little issue the last couple weeks with their center getting blown up on some of these running plays that's affected them. I know fans are like, we want to run outside. Leroy had a great rant on that yesterday. But Leroy, I think this can be a Tyler Van Dyke and receiver game, because SMU is 134th. Tyler Van Dyke, Carson Beck. God, you know why I'm thinking about Tyler Van Dyke? I'm thinking about Tyler Van Dyke because he's going to be on the other sideline.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
So
that was the worst Freudian slip of all time.
Here's what you have to do. I guess he wasn't as good as we thought when he was here.
No.
Right? Which happens. Sometimes players don't play well because they're not as good as you think they are. That's a possibility also.
Yeah.
But I would say you still got to try to run the football.
Yeah.
You have to, because here's what the Canes have done when they've had success. They may not have a lot of success early running the football, but you keep that in your pocket. Because in the third and fourth quarter, when you've been pounding that rock for two quarters and you might not have, then those 2 yard gains become 5 and 6 yard gains. And then you break one. So you have to kind of stay with it. If they're having success stopping the run, try to force them to stop it with as many players as possible. Now it opens up the pass.
Yes.
You see what I mean? So
yeah, I do.
If you're having a little success running the ball, say if you go two tight ends, and you just line up to run it, and they bring in everybody up, and you're giving them a false sense of security. Then you throw the ball, right? Some coaches do it this way. they'll line up opposite of what they're going to do. So you go two tight ends to throw the ball, and you go three wides or four wides and run it, right? To just kind of get a sense of how they're playing different things, right? I would also maybe go no huddle, right? Put force. Look, okay, if you're going to be good a lot, right? Yeah. We can rotate. You can't.
Right.
So so kind of do that. If you want to go with the quick passes, put those linemen on skates, right? So if that's the strength of their team, you want to expose them to as much action as possible, whether it's runs, whether it's tosses, whether it's counters. You just want them all over the place.
Right.
And you got to stay consistent with it, because eventually it'll break, right? Like, very rarely do you have a running back who gets 100 yards rushing without one big play.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
Got to break one.
So he may have 10 carries for 30 yards and then bust a 50-yarder. Right? At the end of the day, you're just looking at 12 carries for, 80 yards. You ain't looking at it with just one carry.
And I think they're going to have to stick with the running game and find some success in it, because Carson Beck has been really elite in play action. And, his grades outside of play action aren't nearly as good.
So, well, you know why?
That's where Miami can hurt him. Why?
You know why? Because it's with all quarterbacks. If you put them in a passing situation, they become one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. When you can run play action, and because keep in mind, another advantage of running play action with this team, the wide receivers block.
Yes.
So you go to hand that ball off. Now you got linebackers coming up. You got safeties. You got corners trying to get position, trying to get around those blockers. Then somebody takes off. So you got to make them defend the run, so that those things become an option. If you just drop back and throw it, even though you say that's their soft spot, It doesn't quite work like that. And I'm sure if they're watching film, they're looking at how did they set up these passing plays.
Yeah. Yeah, on the injury front for both teams, we'll find out a lot more Thursday night and Friday night. We'll have the ACC injury reports come out. But, one that we've been watching for Miami is Akeem Mezidore. Mario Cristobal indicated
–
supposedly, but Cristobal will sometimes say things about injuries. We don't see somebody for 3 months after he's had, but supposedly, right, Akeem Mezidore was almost good enough to play against Stanford. They held him out. He's supposedly going to be back this week, which obviously makes Miami's pass rush even more dangerous, because
They can't double Bane.
Exactly. So it takes so much pressure off of Bane, who's good regardless, but Mezidore being back would be big for Miami. And I don't know of any other possible significant injuries, like at least for guys that haven't been injured all season. There's been certain Miami players we haven't seen for long-term injuries. But outside of the Mezidore question, I think Miami's good. SMU, they've been a little bit of walking wounded, Leroy. Like, I'm curious to see... it's been indicated to me. I'm going to be talking with later today after the show. I'll be talking with an SMU reporter, so I'll talk more about it on tomorrow's Tobin and Leroy. But I think Chris Johnson may not play, the former Miami running back who got banged up last game. Kevin Jennings, their quarterback, will play, but he keeps tweaking his ankle, which is something, Leroy, that takes away.
Some tape on it.
Well, I'm sure they're putting tape on it, but it seems like every game he re-aggravates the ankle. So a big part of Jennings' game is mobility. So if his mobility is questionable, that's going to give Bane and Mezidore an opportunity to trap him in that pocket.
Yeah, I would say the rules apply for the Hurricanes too. Stop the run, force them into favorable situations for the defense, and then get after them with the pass rush.
Right.
So the game, how you do it may be different.
Right.
But the basic overall fundamentals of what creates success on an offense versus what doesn't all boils down to the same things. Right. This team is notorious for controlling the line of scrimmage, both offensively and defensively. Right. They struggled against Louisville. it showed, because now you put Beck in some awkward situations where he had to make more plays than play action, yeah. Right? You also gave them confidence. Not like going to the sideline and saying, oh, this offensive line that was so dominant, we got them. Mm-hmm. That builds confidence. So you usually the Canes do an excellent job of breaking their will as the game goes on. And you can tell by the running statistics in the second half.
Yeah.
So
blew up in the second half.
Well, let's get more of the same thing.
More of that. Let's get to our weather report, which is sponsored by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com. 82 degrees right now, Leroy. Partly cloudy skies. We'll have a low of 74 today. And the lows, Leroy, you talked about a cold front coming in. Tomorrow, a low of 66. Friday, a low of 61. Saturday, a low of 60. So it's going to be really nice weather. I love when the air is a little crisp. Yeah. We're going to be getting that for the rest of the week.
Yeah. If yeah, man, weather's going to be good. I would say, does SMU has they have a home stadium, right?
They do. Yeah.
Probably be chilly.
Yeah.
Probably be chilly there.
Oh, let me check that that Dallas weather if I can. Oh, hold on. Let's see. Dallas, Texas, United States of America. On Saturday in Dallas, it's going to be a low of 51, high of 66. So they're playing 11 a.m. their local time, so it's going to be probably in the low 60s for most of the game.
Yeah, that's, you know, you want to know what perfect football weather is?
It's that, right?
No.
No? What is perfect football weather then?
Like 50 degrees.
Oh, okay.
Once it starts getting in the 40, low 40s, you can't expand your chest.
Yeah.
It gets a little crisp, too crisp. The once it gets below freezing, forget about it. It's survival mode. But like 50 degrees, you feel like you can run all day. You don't sweat a lot. Comfortable. You don't even have to put sleeves on. Nothing.
I like that. Well, we're going to get close to perfect football weather on Saturday. Speaking of football, are the Miami Dolphins going to be sellers at the trade deadline next week? You want to keep it right here. Tobin and Leroy show. Dono in for Tobin. We got Brittany, Leroy, Jay Figg right here on FM 104.3 WQAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome back into the Tobin and Leroy Show. Dono in for Tobin today. Leroy, some Terry Rozier updates are coming out now. This is a little a little annoying to me. Tim Reynolds, my good pal Tim from the Associated Press, reports, I guess this part is good. Terry Rozier is not going to receive his salary while on leave from the Miami Heat, sources tell the AP. Details are still being worked out, but his salary will likely be held in some sort of account pending resolution of legal case. But Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald notes, he says, I can confirm this, Rozier's salary remains on the Heat's books for now. So that means the Heat still doesn't have room under the luxury tax to sign a player. So even though like he's not getting the money is still being paid out and it still counts against the Heat's luxury tax and salary cap, which is incredibly annoying to me because none of this situation is the Miami Heat's fault.
Correct. And in fact, the league should probably step in because they gave the Heat a false sense of security by clearing him.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So I don't know whether you reverse the trade because the pick isn't until 2028, right?
I believe that's correct. I know. Right. I know it's in the future.
So do you reverse the pick? Yeah. What do you do? Yeah. Other than trying to make it seem like the rules were okay, and when you talk about, we need to change how we do injury reports. That ain't got nothing to do with nobody but you.
Nope.
So why are you telling folks? Just come out with a new rule. Right? But that still doesn't change the issue. The issue is you cleared a guy that wasn't cleared. They proceeded with a trade based on your information. And now they don't have the player or the money. So
or the pick.
Fix it. Right. Yeah,
gotta fix it.
Because maybe they were going on your evaluation of the situation. So I don't know, like putting stuff out there to say what you're gonna do ain't got nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
That injury report ain't got nothing to do with why the Heat are in this situation. So I don't know what they're gonna do. You know, they put something out there to kind of appease everybody, but it appeased nobody.
Yeah.
Because you're not gonna change the way you do injury reports. And in fact, there's really nothing you can do other than monitor the betting.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. And get on the players and tell them, hey. Wait, if we get a substantial amount of action on a certain player, that player's going to get investigated. And now, regardless of whether you had anything to do with it or not, we're going to come to you. Mm-hmm. Who did you tell? Right? Because that is the way you deal with that. So now you got players that would be paranoid. Hey, I ain't even telling nobody. I don't know. I'm going to try. I don't know.
Somebody right. Says, is Leroy talking medical? If this is about Scary Terry, it's legal advice. Well, we got medical and legal advice.
I'm just taking the information and dealing with it.
I mean, how difficult would it be for the NBA to say that, you know, Scary Terry's
our bad. We made a mistake. We thought this was.
Yeah.
You know, it was a lot more serious than we thought. We're going to reverse the pick.
Yeah.
The trade. Guess what? It happened with the Lakers. Remember, the Lakers went to trade somebody and they were going to send a Dalton Connect away, right?
Yes.
And they reversed the trade and both guys end up bowling.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you be that careful with an injury?
Right.
Right? To the point where the guy still played and played well. You're that careful with an injury, but in a situation like this, nothing? That seems kind of odd to me.
Yeah, it seems very,
now,
very
I will
odd
say this. In that case, I think the team failed the physical, not the league. So the league really didn't have nothing to do with it. When he came to the Lakers and they did a physical, they failed him.
Yeah, I mean, in this case, like, I'm led to believe the Heat didn't even know that there were investigations here, that that was not disclosed to them. So
right.
It seems like they didn't fail. They were bamboozled. Like, they were completely kept in the dark on this thing. And, you know, thankfully, hey, despite the Terry Rozier nonsense, despite, you know, the Jimmy Butler cloud last year and not having a guy like that on your team, this team is balling out. The young Miami Heatles are balling out four games into the season and scoring points for fun, Leroy.
This is the youngest this team's ever been, right? In a number of years.
I think so, yeah.
Since maybe, you got to go all the way back to what? When D-Wade came in with UD and...
But then they had guys like Grant and Lamar Odom like bumping up the average. Right. They had like some old.
Well, but at that time, those guys were still only what, 30?
I guess Lamar Odom played in the league for a long time. He probably wasn't that old then. But like Brian Grant was pretty old.
Brian Grant was old
at that point.
Then Zoe came back.
Yeah, Zoe I think wasn't technically on that team. I think that was before he came back. But yeah, I think this is probably the youngest Miami Heat team, at least maybe since the early days. Like, I don't remember you know, how old they were like the pre-Pat Riley days, but this is probably the youngest Heat team we've had in the Riley era. But speaking of trades, we'll bring it back to the NFL when we come back, because there's a piece on Trade Buzz from ESPN. We're a week away from the trade deadline, next Tuesday at 4. It's a trade deadline in the NFL. Are the Miami Dolphins going to be involved in trades? And if they are, it's more likely to be selling than buying. So who
I had a
could
conversation
be on the way
with
out?
Baltimore Radio, and they gave me some.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pick your brain on that when we come back. You want to keep it right here. Tobin and Leroy Show on FM 104.3 WQAM.
Well, this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the Tobin and Leroy Show. Dono filling in for Tobin today. Tobin had his birthday yesterday. He was enjoying the Miami Heat, gave him a birthday present with a 144-117 win. So Leroy, here's some trade buzz for the Miami Dolphins. So trade deadline is coming up in a week. Dolphins at 2-6 are in a situation where they're more likely to be sellers than buyers.
They're not buying.
They're not buying, of course. Yeah,
there's nobody going to authorize the buying from anyone who might not be there.
Right.
You don't get to make, changes to the team on the way out. So,
although if Stephen Ross lets Chris Greer buy, then that tells everybody that Greer is Teflon and he's not going anywhere ever.
Exactly.
So the most likely players to get dealt. So NFL insider Dan Graziano weighed in on this in an ESPN story, and he was asked, will Jalen Phillips or Bradley Chubb get moved? He said, I believe one of them will, but which one I cannot say. I still think the Dolphins want to put a representative product on the field this season. They started 2-6 last year and recovered to win 6 of their next 8, so they know it's possible to get back to respectability, even if that doesn't result in a playoff spot. But he adds, with that said, with Tyreek Hill out for the year and vibes around the team feeling different than they did a year ago, it's entirely possible they'll deal players and look to the future. Now, between Phillips and Chubb, Leroy, Phillips is the current leader in sacks on the team. Chubb is the leader in sacks. Phillips is the leader in quarterback pressures. Phillips is 3 years younger, has a more favorable contract situation, so he might be like the more dealable guy for that reason. But as a Dolphin fan, I would rather deal Chubb than Phillips. Give me your logic.
This is all, and I talked to Baltimore radio yesterday because they kicked the tires on it. And I said, do you want the affordable option or do you want a future decision on this? They said, well, give me both.
Okay.
I said, the Temu version is Judon.
Yeah.
You can get some depth on at that position. He's not playing or whatever.
Right.
Then you would go up to maybe Chubb, who just redid his contract. So it's not the big money it was last year. Now, the last option, if you're thinking about the future, is Jalen Phillips. And here's why.
26.
If you trade for him, you're going to have to give him a contract. So you better already know beforehand if you're going to trade assets for him, that you're going to have him long term. Right? So, like, forget what everybody thinks about, hey, he's a good player, let's go get him. You also have to understand the consequences. Now, you might be able to get Jalen Phillips for not that much, simply because everybody knows you got to pay him and he's been banged up the last couple of years. So to your point, Chubb, who also missed a lot of time, might be the best option.
Mm-hmm.
But again,
they both have injury histories recently.
But again, I could go to the Dolphins and say, I give you a 6th rounder or 7th rounder for Judon. You ain't playing him. So, you know what I mean? So there you have it. So that's the different. That's the different options that you may have at that position, because that seems to be the position that you have the most depth.
All right. So but you gave really good perspective on like the buying side, what other teams would look for the Miami Dolphins. Who would you rather keep on the roster long term? Because for me, it's Jalen Phillips. He's younger than Chubb.
But keep in mind when contract time was up, you had to let a lot of your guys go because of your money situation. So why put yourself in that situation and then have him leave for nothing?
Yeah.
See, because at no point in time, I'm more than sure at no point in time did the Dolphins ever think Christian Wilkins was leaving.
Nope.
Right? So now the other thing is that, and I was trying to tell him this about Jalen Phillips, he's doing a lot more than just rushing the passer. Sometimes I see him chasing tight ends 20 yards down the
field.
He's
doing a good job.
Right. So from that standpoint, don't just look at the numbers.
Right.
Right? So if you're looking at the numbers, you think, ooh, Bradley Chubb, he's the guy. Well, all they're going to do is take Jalen Phillips and put him in the Bradley Chubb role and then take Chop Robinson and have him do some of that other stuff. Because he also does it. He's also covering and dropping back into cover. So the Dolphins have coverage there. When you look at other teams, like, everybody is a stat searcher. Everybody want to look at stats to determine how a guy's playing. You can't do that with these guys. The only guy who's a consistent pass rusher is Chubb. Usually all the other guys do a lot of different things. And early on in JP's career, all he did was rush the passer. Mm-hmm. As he's gotten along through and gotten older and more, you know, now they drop him off and they drop him in the coverage. They do different things. right? So you got to kind of look into it. But if I was the Ravens, right, wouldn't cost me much, I'd go get Judon.
Yeah. It's funny how, like, these two teams have almost the identical records, Ravens at 2-5, Dolphins at 2-6. But the Ravens 2-5 is like, yeah, that team is still probably going to get into the playoffs. Whereas the Dolphins, Leroy, I was looking at updated odds. So the Dolphins' original over-under before the season started was 7.5 wins. They've obviously underachieved the early part of their schedule, to put it kindly. The new over-under for the season is over-under 4.5 wins. So
really?
We've seen that significantly drop.
Ooh, I would have doubled up then.
Yeah.
I would have doubled up. I would have bet. I would have definitely bet over 7.5.
Yeah.
And then right now I would be all in.
And by the way, the Baltimore Ravens, their original over under was 11.5. They're down to 8.5. But still, despite having, you know, the same number of wins as the Dolphins have right now, they're expected to win 4 more games than the Dolphins this year.
Yeah, I just think sometimes we look at teams, but we don't ask the question, why?
Right.
Right? And you have to be able to be honest about that why, as fans, as an organization or whatever. They can say they're this way because of injury. They can say that.
Mm-hmm.
But they were also 1-5 with Lamar. So I would say that defense and getting those guys back would lend them to, okay, now we can get back on track. However, it never really works like that. Usually when everybody comes back, it takes a couple of weeks, right? So how far behind the eight ball are they going to get trying to get back to their normal selves? The other thing is they haven't been running the football well.
No.
So when you think about, you know, okay, we've struggled on defense. If you're Baltimore, we've struggled on defense because a lot of our guys are out. I'll give you that. But what about the other side of the ball when you were one of the best running teams in the league and now you can't run the football? How much does that play into all the other stuff going on also?
Yeah, I mean, Derrick Henry getting a little tread on those tires now. A lot of mileage over the years for that man. I mean, I remember watching that guy when he was at Alabama.
He's a train. So,
yeah,
like, all you got to do is clean off his tracks, right?
I guess so. I definitely – all right, so what do you expect to happen tomorrow night, Leroy? You know, because obviously we saw the Dolphins look like a completely different football team on Sunday against a pedestrian Atlanta Falcons team.
Well, I've been – but they were also leading the league in running, rushing.
That's true. And we shut them down.
So regardless of how bad you think they were, they did something really well, and the Dolphins shut them down at what they did really well.
Right.
What I would say – Here's what I hope. I hope we can get that same energy, right? Team play with a boatload of energy. I hope that because it's a short week, right? Not that you won't be prepared, but it's going to be a continuation of what you did last week because you don't have time to change up too many things.
Yeah.
Right? Which might be a blessing in disguise. Because the evil genius, last time Tua Rant rolled out and they did a lot of that stuff, they went back to sitting him in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So it's ironic. The two games that they won, Tua was throwing the ball on the run. And the 6 games they lost, he was a statue. Now, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but let's kind of incorporate that in the
offense
a
little
bit more.
You're a certified ball knower and a former professional ball player, so I respect your opinion.
I'm just saying. So,
yeah.
And what I would also like, I like the way they tried to use the big guys to run the football inside. However,
yes,
Achan, as small as he is, he runs physical. So don't just think because they're going to a big back that big back is running as physical as Achane.
When I called you a ball knower, Nick says also a ball fumbler.
Yes. Listen, I had my moments. You see, the rules have changed. Listen, when I was in college, right, we watched, you know, the 85 Bears and we watched Sweetness run the football, right? And one of the things that he did, he ran the football, he was holding it like this.
Oh, yeah, he was holding it like a loaf of bread.
So when I got into the league, and in the first couple of years of my existence in the league, we made the transition of trying to tackle a guy to trying to get the ball out. And so I got caught a few times doing my thing, and they would run the film in practice. What is this?
Well, I already got Figgy yelling at me. So we got to hit the break, top of the hour. We'll get more story time. We'll also have headlines when we come back. You want to keep it right here. We're done with hour two, not the other thing. We're done with hour two, heading into hour number three right here on FM 104.3 WQAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.